Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I'm here with acclaimed comic book writer Grant Morrison, who's worked on such titles as Animal Man, Doom Patrol, The New X-Men, and Batman and Robin, as well as authoring the nonfiction book Super Gods, A Meditation on the History of Superheroes. Today, we're going to talk about songs that have inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Grant, thank you for coming down.
Thank you.
What's the first song you got for us?
Well, the first song I want to choose is from The Smiths, and it's The Queen Is Dead, the title track from the album. And I guess I'd been a Smiths fan as a kid. You know, it was a real big deal for me when this working class kid came along and talked about the same kind of feelings that I'd felt growing up in Britain in the dark days of the 1970s and the whole, you know, the Thatcher regime. So Morrissey was a very big role model for us at the time, and you know, he had this kind of sense of humour. He was into the same black and white movies that I was into. So it was really nice to find someone who was that smart and whose band was that great who'd suddenly appeared on the scene. I got into the first albums, but then I really was worn down by the depression, you know, that Manchester snivelling rain that Morrissey could do so well. And what I loved about this one is that it was the first time the sense of humour took over. Really, it was the sharpness of the lyrics. And this just summed up how it felt in Britain at the end, as Thatcher's reign was coming to an end, and this triumphant flag-waving song appeared.
That was The Smiths with The Queen Is Dead, as selected by our guest, Grant Morrison. What's the next track you got for us?
The next one is a song called Mogadishu by Bader Meinhof, which was one of Luke Haines' projects. And to me, obviously, it was from a concept album about the Bader Meinhof terrorist group in Germany in the early 70s. But this particular song is just, it's so cool. For me, this is the essence of cool, this song. It's a really sexy, slow, kind of iconic song, and what it made me feel, it was very much at the time when I was doing the Invisibles comic, which was about a group of sexy terrorists, you know, occult terrorists, and this would have been the theme song of the Invisibles. You know, I think it says everything about that outlaw glamour, you know, the life lived on the fringes of the law, and you know, in an international scale, and I really love it for that. It's the sexiest song about terrorism you will ever hear.
Are there similarities between songwriting and comic book writing, do you think?
Well, I think so. I mean, the thing about comic book writing, I mean, the writer Denny O'Neill once said it's headlines written by a poet, which I thought was a great description. It's about the same idea of compressing a big idea into the smallest amount of words. You know, a comic balloon, you can't really have more than 35 words in it or it starts to overbalance the artwork. In the same way that in a song you've got meter, you've got your lines, and you really have to make sure that what you're saying is honed down to an essence. So yeah, I mean, definitely I found there's a lot of similarities between them, and I think the best comic writers do take a lot from lyricists, and even, you know, even from beat poets. I think my favourite lyricist took a lot from Ginsberg and from Burroughs and those guys as well.
That was Bader Meinhof with the song Mogadishu, as selected by our guest comic book writer, Grant Morrison. What's the next track you got for us?
Well, this is one of my favourites. This song is called The Heater, and it's by a band called Mutton Birds. Uh-huh. They're an Antipodean group from New Zealand. And even I've listened to the song a dozen times, and I still don't know what it's about. And those are the kind of songs I love best. The lyrics are so elusive. It suggests a situation that's so bizarre. It's really hard to figure out. It's about a guy basically falling in love with an electric heater that he buys for his apartment. And the heater starts to tell him stories, and you have to listen to the song. It's very strange indeed. But having heard this, I recently managed to get hold of the band's album, and every track on it's genius.
That was Mutton Birds with the song The Heater, selected by our guest, Grant Morrison. What's the next song you got for us?
The next song is Blue Flowers by Dr. Octagon, and this one's here to represent hip-hop, because I do listen to quite a bit of hip-hop, but this one was kind of what got me into it back in the 90s. And it came out of the time when I was working on Invisibles, and we had a character in Invisibles called Jim Crow, who was kind of a master of voodoo hip-hop or trip-hop. And someone wrote to me and said, you know, you've got this Jim Crow character, this is the music he would make. And they sent me this album, and I just blown away by it. You know, again, to hear something so intelligent. It was a sci-fi album, you know, but it was hip-hop, and it had all these, you know, it sounded like comic books, it sounded like my favourite science fiction, it sounded like the weirdest television show you'd ever seen. So again, it's on the psychedelic theme. I mean, this is hip-hop's finest expression of psychedelia. I think Blue Flowers and the bizarre trip to the park is very much in the Lennon mould, but for a new generation. Blue flowers growing by the pond. Look, it's raining yellow. Would you care to listen to any more?
Talking about surreal, music can certainly do that, and it can evoke it with not only lyrics but sonically. How does surreality fit in comic books in the way that you write your books?
It's trying to evoke a feeling. In comics, it's very easy to use just a small amount of language and a very telling image to create really weird juxtapositions of ideas in people's minds. You know, as I say, I grew up loving psychedelic music as a kid. It was my era, so that's what I heard all the time when I was growing up as a child. It was always my favourite, and I think I like to listen to very elusive lyrics which give me ideas and which may not necessarily be the idea behind the song, but certainly, you know, there's such a crossover between music and comics.
It's totally raining green and pouring. Blue flowers, I smell the bees and the birds. Blue flowers, different aspects of life.
That was Dr. Octagon with Blue Flowers, as selected by our guest, comic book writer Grant Morrison. What's the last track you got for us?
The last track is a big favourite. It's a song called Joe Public by The Ruttles. And obviously, The Ruttles were the parody group for the Beatles.
Right.
And it was created by Eric Idle and Neil Innes, who was his collaborator. But Innes took the idea further. You know, when the Beatles released the anthology record in the 90s and suddenly got back into the charts with the new recordings, Innes and his collaborators brought out this archaeology album. But he took the idea so far beyond Eric Idle's kind of Python-esque original into what for me was a parody that's as good as the original, you know, and in some cases better, because Innes is such a genius songwriter. You know, he's actually better than any of the songwriters in the Beatles as regards lyrics. The notion of him parodying my favourite Beatles track, Tomorrow Never Knows, and what he did with it is turn it around, because Tomorrow Never Knows, you know, it's kind of the ultimate psychedelic song, it's the ultimate song of transcendence, you know, the Buddhist, the Tibetan Book of the Dead. He turns it on its head and makes a song about Joe Public, the man in the street, the everyday guy who believes in the powers that be. And so he's taken this entire concept and reversing it, and again with the most clever, brilliant lyrics. And that led me, you know, sometimes in my work I've loved to pastiche other writers, and I kind of learned it all from Innes and the Ruttles. So this one kind of showed me that, you know, the parody of something could be as good as the original.
The Ruttles with their masterpiece Joe Public, as selected by our guest Grant Morrison. Grant, I want to thank you for coming down and sharing some of your stuff.
Well, thanks very much. That was great. Really enjoyed it.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject.